It's Monday, March 18th, and that means two things. I hope you're enjoying a happy St. Hangover's Day, and it is time for the Lighting Industry News Brief brought to you by Linta. That's a new architectural line from Keystone. It's elegant, it's modern, it's versatile. How versatile? Four different connection types. Bend this around corners, create crosses, create shapes. What else does it do? Well, it lights up or down. That's right, up light, down light, one box. You've got three, you've also got three colors selectable on the device, power selectable on the device. It's less than 3 inches wide, comes in a bunch of lengths, bunch of accessories. It fits your style, it fits your budget, it fits your warehouse. That's KeystoneTech.com. The link is in the description. AMS Osram will be closing their Malaysian factory. This is after a change to Apple smartwatches changes the demand for micro LEDs. I had a long section in my notes about my thoughts on this, but it's really not to the format. So I'm going to say, if you join Nailed Now, I'm going to turn that into an article for today's lighting distributor for the spring-summer issue. So there you go. If you want me to go on a rant, there you go. Graybar has set a sales record with their full year covering $11 billion. We have new federal funds for domestic manufacturers with $5 million in grants to boost programs at 37 small and medium-sized manufacturers in the U.S. Most of those got spent on facility lighting and HVAC improvements, as a matter of fact. Arcosa will be buying Ameron. Arcosa is an infrastructure firm. Ameron makes poles. The deal was $180 million. Leadvance has opened up a new HQ for their Loop division. That's the circular lighting company. It's in Garching? I'm saying that wrong. I'm sorry. It's in Germany. Qtran will be changing their name. They were now operating as QTL. TSMC is expanding their Kumamoto plant. This is a major expansion planned over the next 2 years to expand their capacity to manufacture semiconductors in Japan. California may end daylight saving time. That's a House bill. It's on debate on the House floor right now. F.W. Thorpe is increasing their dividend to 1.7 pence per share this quarter. Universal Display is also raising their dividend with 40 cents a share. We have a share buyback at Zumtobel, not quite 10,000 shares purchased by the company for not quite 56,000 euros. The NLB has named the Tesla Award winners. They'll actually get their prizes on the 19th, tomorrow at Education. The EU announces a non-compliance strategy with new plans to confront WEEE issues through 2030. The Suez Canal is changing their mooring rules with services and lighting from the shore, and costs being raised by $5,000. The Port of LA is revamping their road interchange with $130 million to improve traffic flow in and out of the port. IALD student scholarships are now open, with three awards up for grabs. The due date is the first. Ideal and Built have launched a training app for conduit benders. Vode has a new website. It's pretty nice. And Soheta has debuted a different kind of cannabis lighting. This is an architectural luminaire uplight downlight that is made out of hemp. It's made out of hemp. In legal news, Fight has launched their second white filament lawsuit. Their current target is GE Lighting, a Savant company. Applied UV has filed for a new patent for an integrated disinfection system for healthcare facilities. And the Alliance Sport Group has patented a new outdoor device, which is a curved cob light on a stake for portable sport lighting, I'm guessing. We have an update of 67 agency updates, recap of what's gone on in the last quarter, if you missed any, if I missed any for that matter. Hong Kong is going to host a Smart Lighting Expo. This is running alongside the Hong Kong International Lighting Fair, the 6th through 9th of April. Registration is now open for the IES's 2024 event. That's in August in NYC. The DOE is opening registration for their Energy Codes Conference. That's May 6th to 8th in Sacramento. In IoT news, CLSQ has upgrades for their IENS certificate with new integrations and compatibilities. We've discovered that fluorescent lighting disrupts your Wi-Fi signals. Magnets, my man, how do they work? MaxLight is opening up CMAX Controls platform to partners, which should see new networking and new products come into the fold. Howard Industries has bought Cecilia AI. Howard makes lighting and electronics, and Cecilia AI makes a robot bartender. There you go. In R&D, Signify is partnering with Tyson for a new entire smart poultry system that includes lighting. The U of Guelph is spending a $3.5 million grant on a chicken research area with new bioscience space to study smart farms for both eggs and poultry. We have new smartwatch NIR sensors for blood glucose monitoring, which might save us from little pinpricks if we need them. In sports news, Lucas Oil Stadium is adding sensory rooms. This is a connected lighting project that improves experiences and accessibility. In darkness-related things, Plan B has endorsed the Light Pollution Manifesto. Gatrisch in Switzerland is their first dark sky park. Lake County, Oregon is now the largest DSI-recognized sanctuary. Sleep deprivation alters estrus cycle in rats. Meal timing has been linked with sleep quality and anxiety in young adults. Urban moths are reacting to light pollution by growing smaller wings. Kaikoura, New Zealand is off altering their lighting rules, as does Kawatuna, New Zealand. The Paris Olympic Village is offering specialized sleep pods for athletes. Wrangley Lakes Heritage Trust in New Hampshire is offering lighting assessments for private homes ahead of a dark sky project. Saint-Germain, Wisconsin has tabled a lighting ordinance, possibly forever. It's turtle season in Florida. Do your turtle rules. Do your turtle checks. Get your lighting better. Starry Skies North is hosting an event in Minnesota. And in Newburyport, there is a Dark Skies presentation planned for later this week. In horticultural news, Hort Americas has partnered with Energy Advisors 360 for new incentives and with Acuity for customizable fixtures. We have found that growing chrysanthemums under red light improves their stems. Agronam has bought Freight Farms. The merger will conclude on March 20th. Grow Generation has amended their financials and confirmed that their losses for the full year were $46 million. We have a connected mushroom farm that is also a faux leather workshop. This is a Romanian firm growing Ganoderma mushrooms to make accessories, clothes, and other leather goods. Philips has cut heat in a tomato farm by 40%. This is a new test of a Dutch greenhouse with the power of LEDs. And NASA is testing UV lamps in space for horticultural reasons. We'll see how that goes. In recommended reading, all these on nailed.org. They're there for you to read because I recommend them. We have The Power of Solar Lighting for Your Business, the interviewing the Wisconsin Lighting Lab staff, integrating the Talk platform into your IoT, debating the need for windowless bedrooms, a recap of light and building, a different recap of light and building. We have testing popular bulbs and a case study of smart lighting at the Ely Cathedral. In local news, Rhode Island is rolling out new sustainability efforts. Las Vegas, Nevada struck by copper thieves. New Orleans, Louisiana is seeking state police aid for copper thefts on highways. Murray City, Utah has fixed their street lighting after a 9-month jurisdictional kerfuffle. We have federal funds boosting security at Montreal synagogues. Nowata, Oklahoma is turning on their solar lighting system for the first time. We have new lighting programs for Louisville, Kentucky. We have $2.3 million in funds for South Saskatchewan towns to do with what they might. Beechwood, Ohio is adding street lighting, and a heritage funding group for lighting will be funding lighting at a Kenora, Ontario ski hill. I assure you that ski hill is terrible, even with the lights on. In international news, Penzberg and Illertsdorf, Germany's streetlights are just on all the time. And Oise and Ile-de-France, who notably began turning their streetlights off at night, will be turning them back on going into the summer. Fosrich is opening up shop in Guyana, and Transrail Lighting is planning an IPO in India. In People News, we have three high-level promotions at Le Grand. Eric Borden will be retiring. Bruno Biesciotta has been now named president and CEO of Covia. He used to work for Philips of Americas. Elio Jin-Ha Kim is now the VP of Lighting and Corporate Marketing at Maxlight. Justin Wolf has been promoted to regional VP at Omni Cable. And you can do yoga to improve your eye health. You can buy a red LED neck device for your open casket funerals, Or you could just make an LED choker for your nights out, if you need them. Anyway, I've been Scott Wander. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you to Keystone. Thank you to Nailed. Thank you to Light Ted. See you at Legication, maybe. Have a good one.
It's not your smile. It's not your eyes. It's not your slender fingers or the sway in your thighs. Not your sun-kissed shoulders.